Without you around. This is the original Red and Gold.
The quiet drives my thoughts into the ground. My patience fears I'm dying here. No sustenance to persevere. Only when I close my eyes can you be found.
I don't know why that changed so dramatically.
It did, and I was like, that doesn't sound like Red and Gold to me.
No.
This is Podcast Envy.
So what's up, fellas?
Check a microphone record.
1, 2, 3.
What's up, fellas? How's it going?
Oh, man, it's pretty good. Pretty good.
Recovery day.
It is. Well, from what, Brian?
From me hating my liver. Trying to love it, but ultimately it's a love-hate.
Well, we were back in action. We were live.
Yeah, we were.
At Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon.
St. Patty's Day blast.
That's right. Radio Envy for 5 hours.
5 entire hours of not only our music, but also our intermission music.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We added some new tracks. Some, you know, we got some good feedback and reactions to that.
Yeah.
It was a little breezy.
Oh man, it was chilly.
Yeah.
I thought I was gonna have to take my hoodie off, but nope. I kept it on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were on the plywood.
Oof.
So that was fun. And people were noticing that Bacon and I were on like the warped side.
Unsecure
and then
footing.
Brian's was like not moving at all.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's he underneath the stage, the little makeshift stage. He really needs to put just like some cinder blocks in the dirt or something.
A couple of bricks in the middle would just like make a huge difference.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because it felt like we were on like a boat that was going through rough water.
Dude, watching you guys try to, especially you, Bacon, you'd go for like to slap the drum and it's like moving away from you, and you're like, come back,
because Tim's like tapping his foot, right?
And yep,
I know. But I can't help it, you know?
Yeah, I know.
But no, it was fun. It was a lot of people came out. Yeah. A lot of green.
Hmm.
A lot of Guinness. Car bombs.
All the usual.
Everything.
Played some of our favorite seasonal songs, like That's the right. Unicorn. We knocked out Mumford and Sons with, what was it, I Will Wait For You?
Yep. Yeah.
I thought that we a lot of the songs that we did yesterday that were new or the seasonal stuff that we only play, you know, once a year, I feel like we rocked it out.
We were very
confident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It went well.
Yeah. And in 5 hours, yeah, that seems like a long time, but I don't know about you guys.
Oh,
it really didn't go by that slowly.
No, I had at least another hour in me.
Really?
Well, yeah. I could have used a break and then maybe an hour. But that last 2 hours,
that was hard for me.
That was probably the hardest. I think because the temperature dropped so much between, you know, our last break and then that last 2 hour stretch. Mm-hmm. I think that was a little bit of it. But yeah, it was cool. It was great going out there and jamming with you guys. I had a blast.
Yeah, it was great. I had a good time.
Yeah.
My hands hurt like all get out. And I had to kind of grimace through the handshakes at the end of the night. But I mean, that's just from not playing them, my bongos and congas like that as much as I probably should, you know, in the time between our last gigs. So I was like kind of coming up to the congas and bongos pretty like fresh.
Yeah.
Did you, I know that we've talked about this before, but do you think like taping your fingers might have helped?
No, because it hurts on the inside of my hand. It doesn't hurt on the, like my fingers don't hurt.
Yeah, but just to offer it some kind of protection. I mean, even if it's not your skin that's, you know, irritated.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Maybe we just bubble wrap you.
Ooh, yeah. That'd be good.
These big banana hands. Just
you know, I'm using more than just my fingers, though, because I use the palm of my hand a lot, too. So.
And sometimes your elbow.
Yeah, sometimes the good old people's elbow.
Yeah. For the people.
Yeah, but I think if we were to do another 5 hour gig, I would just respectfully request that we take a break in that last 2 hours, because that was a lot.
I'm with you. I think, and it's, you know,
like I get the sentiment. Like I totally get what you were going for.
Just we were just trying to keep everybody's attention, because I felt like if we had taken one more break, I think we might have lost the attention of some people.
Really?
Yeah, because when we were done, when we finished and we were breaking things down, it was like the whole place outside pretty much cleared out.
That is true.
Everybody went either inside or went somewhere else.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it was only cold 8 o'clock.
Yeah, and it was cold enough that everybody was like, "Well, let's get inside." Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but we had a good turnout. Yeah.
And that's what, our third year in a row doing St. Patrick's.
Sure, yeah.
Well, yep. Thank you again to Jimmy for having us.
Hell yeah.
That's always fun. Hopefully we get on the books for next year.
Got to meet the family. I think I got to meet his brother, his sister.
Yeah, I saw on your Instagram you had some.
He pulled me back there. He wouldn't let me go. He's like, come here. Then he grabbed a bottle of JMO Orange and was like, do a shot with me. And I was like, okay.
Whatever
I'll
you
say.
Say
no to Jimmy.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
It was a good time.
Yeah. Awesome party.
You want to play? Do you want to just get it? Out
I
want to.
I want to play your game.
It's a lot of fun.
I'm really interested.
Like, so,
in this
Brian
game.
Keeps talking about this game.
Yep.
Now he won't tell us anything about it because he said it would give it away. Because I guess you and I would start researching ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm anxious to see what this game is that Brian's come up
with. Yep. Me too.
All right. You guys ready for it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what do we have to do before you go ahead and?
So I've got a list of, a bunch of artists.
Google it.
Artists. Google.
And
Picasso.
It's stage name or real name.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So some of these artists go by their given name.
Mm.
And some of them have created stage names.
Right.
Okay.
And so I've got a list of 20 artists and a couple extras here.
He's going to be like Andre 3000. It's like... Yeah. That's totally his real name.
Yeah, 100%.
Last name, 3000.
Mr. 3000. So, first one. I'm going to go all over the place. Stevie Wonder. Is that his real name or his stage name?
Go ahead.
Why do I have to go first?
Oh, I don't know.
You guys do whatever, and then we'll give you... Take a tally, and we'll see who wins.
I think stage name.
I agree. I think it's a stage name as well.
It is a stage name.
Oh, yeah.
His real name is Stevland Judkins.
Oh, I'm sorry. Come again?
Yeah.
God bless you.
And later, I guess, I don't know why I didn't notate here, but later he changed his last name to Morris.
Oh.
I don't know why.
And this has been not exciting, but true.
Right? There you go. Jason Derulo.
I think that's his real name.
Real name.
It is.
Ooh.
But it is, it's his, the actual spelling of his last name is Desroulaux.
Oh. So it's a little French ending.
There's another guy, Shabuzi, that's like that too.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So it's just, they just kind of recreated it just to make it, I don't know, the more phonetic sounding of it.
Make it more white.
All right. Yeah, probably. You guys are 2 for 2. Oh, that's pretty good. Calvin Harris. You know the DJ?
Yeah.
I met you in the summer.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say real name.
I'm going to say stage name.
Stage name.
Yeah.
Yeah, his real name is Adam Wiles.
Sorry, that was way loud.
Oh, okay.
No, it's all good.
I figured with the DJ, but I was like, man, maybe it's a curveball.
Uh-huh.
He was like, how can I make me sound as white as possible? Yeah. I know. Calvin Harris.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Adam Wiles. I don't know.
Right? The trading one for another.
Yeah. Bruno Mars.
Oh, that's a stage
name.
Definitely
a stage name.
Yeah.
Do you guys know what his actual name is?
No.
If you said it, yeah. But
Peter Hernandez.
Yep.
Yeah. Peter Hernandez.
Mm. Prince.
No, it's a symbol. Duh.
Yeah.
Come
clearly.
On.
He's the artist formerly known as, isn't he?
Right.
Yeah. Prince is actually his real name.
No shit.
Yeah.
Really?
Prince Nelson.
Oh. Huh.
This goes by Prince.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he went by a symbol.
I don't know if you noticed, but when Dion traded you in, your information on his phone, he's Prince Dion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm also Brian Johnson Esquire, so.
Yeah, I actually almost called him Prince when I first texted him, but anyway, continue. Yeah.
Alice Cooper.
Ooh. Stage name.
I think that's his real name.
Stage name.
Ooh.
Dang, you guys are all over the place.
I think we're about even.
His real name is Vince Fernier.
Ooh.
Vince.
Hey, Vincent. I go by Alice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can call him Al.
Drake.
That's a stage name.
Or is this like Prince, where it's like his first name or something?
I'm pretty sure Drake has a different name.
I'll go real.
It is his real name.
It's actually his
middle name.
Okay.
So his full name is Aubrey.
I thought Drake his name was something like
Graham.
That.
All right. Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
But it's his real name.
Yeah. You're right.
Axl Rose.
Stage.
I'm going to be a contrarian and say real.
Stage.
Damn it. Did not pick the right battle there.
His real name is William Bailey.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Bill Bailey.
Good old Billy Bailey.
Yeah. He looks like a Billy Bailey now.
Yeah, he sure does.
R. Kelly.
Real name.
Real name.
It is his real name. Robert.
Robert?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One up is on you.
Trip.
Be on you. I'm going to turn your face into a toilet seat. God. Watching him in that interview, the actual interview that he did where he's like just spasming, like freaking out, like, y'all are killing me.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God. Fucking guilty.
Right?
Take him out of here. Right. Lock him up, boys.
Yeah.
Olivia Rodrigo.
I am pretty sure that's her real name.
Real.
That is her real name.
Yeah.
Nice job, boys.
Woohoo.
Ed Sheeran.
I don't think that's his real name.
Stage.
It is his real name.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Eduardo. Edward Sheeran. That's his name.
Okay. I thought the last name would be different.
Yeah, me
right?
too.
Like it would be, anyway.
Like stupid?
Like O'Shanahan or something. And you know, I don't know.
O'Malley.
O'Shaughnessy.
Yeah. You know, something that doesn't roll off the tongue.
What is he?
A.
The principal?
Aaron.
Yeah. The principal?
Go see Principal O'Shaughnessy.
Present.
Marilyn Manson.
Stage.
I know that for a fact that it's a stage name because what they did was they picked a serial killer and something beautiful.
Yes.
So, yes.
Charles Manson, Marilyn Monroe.
Exactly.
Oh.
And the same thing with the other band members too, like Ziggy.
Okay.
Guitar player, yeah.
Yeah, his name is Brian Warner.
Yep.
Hey, guys.
I'm really hoping one of these that he picks is Azure Vox.
Me too. That's his real name.
No, stage. It's Andrew.
Oh,
it's Andrew. And it's Fox with a fa.
With a what?
With a fa. Elton John.
That's stage. The stage name.
Yeah. Do you guys know what it is?
Yes, it's Reginald.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of the last name, but I know it's Reginald.
Yeah, that's right, actually. Yep. Reginald Dwight.
Yes. Because he was on Colbert the other day, not the other day, a few months back.
Right.
And it's like, oh, well, so your real name is Reginald. And he's like, in America, you would say Reggie, but in Britain, you say Reginald. No. Yeah, he hated that name.
Shania Twain.
That doesn't impress me much.
Real.
I'm going to say it's fake.
It is a stage name.
Yeah.
Her real name is Eileen Edwards.
Eileen? With a name like Eileen? There's a whole song about Eileen.
Shania Twain's pretty.
You know,
pretty
come
solid.
On, Eileen. You know.
What do you do with her?
Dexy's Midnight Runners?
Yes. Or Save Ferris, depending on which version you heard.
Right.
How about John Denver?
Ooh.
I'm going to say stage name.
Because you don't think Denver. That's what's throwing me off is the Denver part.
Okay. But the reason I say stage name is unrelated. It's because everybody thinks that he's singing about West Virginia, the state.
Mm.
He's singing about Western Virginia.
That's right.
You know he has other songs, right?
Yeah, but I mean, that's the main one that most people know.
Rocky Mountain High.
Yeah.
Colorado.
John Denver.
There you go. You know, stage.
It's a real name.
No way.
Damn it.
See, that's what threw me off.
I'm twisting you guys all up. This is great. Fred Durst.
I think that's stage. I don't know that. No, I'm going to say real. But I'm not 100% sure.
I can tell. I'm going to go real.
It is real.
Oh, all right.
So that same situation with Drake. His first name is William, but his middle name is Frederick.
Mm.
Fred Durst.
Have you seen a recent video of him?
Yeah.
He's got like gray, long, curly hair and this big white beard.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I think
he was on tour. He was in town a couple months ago, I think around the holidays.
Did they put out a new album or are they touring on old shit?
I think they just need to fund their vacation home somehow.
Still about the Nookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Trying to keep the word alive.
Because you can take that cookie and stick it up your...
Yeah.
That was good.
That was good.
That's studio recording quality. We got a couple more.
Okay.
Stay with me. Frank Ocean.
Father of Billy Ocean?
I don't know.
I'm not sure either. So for that reason, I'm going to say that's his real name.
I'm going to go stage.
It is a stage name.
Ah.
And father, so Frank Ocean is the guy. He's a more recent artist. He's a young guy. Freddie Mercury. Bacon's tired of being wrong.
Stage.
I think it's a stage name too.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's
he looked at me like, I'm not saying first anymore.
his real name is Farouk Bulsara. A couple more. I got two more.
Okay.
Sam Smith.
Real.
Stage.
Real.
Fuck.
The odds are stacked against
Indeed.
You.
Indeed. I think I'm losing big time.
Yeah, that's okay.
Rihanna.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm gonna say stage.
That's a real name.
Fuck! I was sure that was her middle name.
Oh, okay.
Her first name is Robin, middle name Rihanna, and then Fenty is actually her last name.
Oh, okay.
And then, just for good measure, Madonna is actually Madonna, and Beyonce is actually Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh. There you go. Thanks for playing, guys.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for bringing it.
Yeah, it was a good game. Great.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Did you know Rihanna's a billionaire?
Oh, I believe it.
Because of her makeup line.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say because of outside of music.
Yeah. Not that many people buy her albums.
Well,
although,
no.
She's like a phenomenon on her own. But
we talked about this before, but you know, it's hard to make money in music unless you're a multi platinum.
You own
your own label at that point and you're running your own group. And
you
stuff
have
like,
to have a like, solid team and you have to have multiple hits.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just do the one hit wonder thing because it's not sustainable, you know, unless it gets to be the most plugged.
Yeah. Like the song of the summer or whatever. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
who was the song of the summer last year?
Was it Shaboozy?
Might've been.
Or was it the Morgan Wallen?
Are you sure it wasn't Chapel Roan?
Didn't you go through this
Morgan,
when we had
Morgan Wallen
and
LaBelle? And Post.
Yeah. Then we have
Matt. We had top songs of 2025, but
well, I had some help.
None of them were like Song of the Summer. But I mean, like I think if you are in the top 10 songs of 2025 or 2024, you would have to have the Song of the Summer, right? I would think.
I guess it just depends on.
I think I had them.
I mean, I would not be surprised if Shaboozy was the one.
So number one song of the summer was I Had Some Help, Post Malone and Morgan Wallen.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard that song.
Really?
Really?
Oh, that's
I'm gonna have to pull it up because I don't think I have.
Yeah, it's good. I've got that whole album, the Post Malone album. Espresso was the second one.
Mm. That tracks. So Chapel emerged after Sabrina?
Yep.
Or around the same time.
Is this it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's funny to think because it's like a classic Tom Petty intro.
It is.
Yeah. You know? Learning to fly.
Yeah.
That's the one.
And this is post singing right now, yeah. Right?
And then Morgan's got the second verse.
Kind of like how you guys trade off.
Living in your big glass house with a view. I thought you knew I had some help. It ain't like I can make this kind of mess all by myself.
I have never heard this song before.
Really?
Let me pull that bottle off the shelf.
This is Tim's second time hearing it.
It's a dream work. Hell, I had some hail.
So, Tim, you drive a lot to and from work, and you're listening to this kind of stuff on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Do you sit there and intentionally try to memorize the lyrics, or does it just come naturally to you?
It just, I hear it enough, and I like it, then I'll just start singing along.
The words just come to you is what you're saying.
I just always focus on the lyrics. When I hear a song, if it sounds good, cool. But like the lyrics is what really kind of sells it to me. And so then I just, and here's the thing.
Is it like, because all country songs sound the same?
Well, kinda.
Otherwise, yeah.
There's a tear in my beer and it cries for you, dear. But yeah, I mean, I think, I forgot what I was going to say.
All
but,
right.
I started singing. But no, you hear the songs on the radio are so overplayed that you hear it so many times.
You still listen to the radio?
Well, XM Sirius. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah. I'm not judging you. I know that kind of came off judgy. I wasn't trying to judge you.
I mean, if I'm not listening to the latest episode of Podcast Envy, I'll be listening to whatever the top music is, or I'll listen to other stations that take me back to when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just
so I think I have a similar gift, but it's in a different venue. I have the ability to tell you the make and model of a car based on its headlights in my rearview mirror.
Really?
I guarantee you 100% of the time, it'll take me 2 guesses or less to know what's behind me.
Hmm.
I have that weird ability, and I test myself all the time, and I'm always right.
You're like 2008 Crown Vic.
Yeah.
And then they pull up and you're like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what
and
I thought.
They're like, why are you looking at me?
Yeah, like, that's a Honda Passport or that's a BMW or it's a Mercedes.
Look at this guy.
I don't know. It's just something that I've always been really good at. And I'm not sure if it's something that I've like naturally like developed because I've noticed that I'm good at it. Mm-hmm. Or if it's just something that's like part of my weird neurodivergentness, you know?
What's yours, Brian?
I have the innate ability to... look at someone right as they're spitting on the ground.
That is a very unique talent.
Yeah.
What?
It's you don't hear the beforehand?
No, like sometimes.
That's his spidey sense. You know?
Yeah, like, I hear it.
You're just driving, you know, and you look over, you're at a stoplight, you look over, and somebody goes, and I'm like,
oh, Haktua.
So glad I caught that. Dude, it happens to me multiple times.
No way.
Really?
Every week. Huh. It's the most absurd thing.
Is that like the 11-11 thing?
Someone's testing me. Yeah, probably. I feel like
that's
I
just
so
great inside baseball.
Leave me alone.
Oh, that's so great.
Leave me alone.
Oh, good one, Bacon.
Thank you.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't really have like a special talent in that space.
Hmm.
I guess when it comes to music, I think I have a knack to like pick up tricky singer stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I don't know, but that's not really.
Could you further define tricky singer stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like figuring out runs.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think for some people it comes naturally or that's their style mm-hmm. or whatever. So in that sense, I can, you know, because I can do runs, I can kind of break it down. And if I practice it enough, some of them come really naturally, and you guys hear it all the time when I sing, but then there are some bigger ones, like especially with Boys to Men. I mean, yeah. I grew up on them,
mm-hmm.
and that's how I learned how to kind of control that in my voice. But, you know, what's his name? Nathan. No, not Nathan. Wanye.
Mm-hmm.
He he goes on some insane runs, and I'm like, Jesus, I can't keep up with this guy.
He's the voice that all of us wanted back in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. 100%.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I guess that if I had to pick something on the spot.
So I saw something interesting pop up, and I wanted to kind of share it with you guys, and kind of, Brian, in honor of your upcoming emo album that we are excited about.
I know. We are.
We're waiting.
I know.
There's still no update on when that's coming out, right?
They had a little snafu in the studio.
Oh, okay.
And they lost some of the edits that we had made.
No.
Well, the thing is, when you're recording, right, and you're adding stuff to it or making edits, you record or you save every step of the way, like a video game, right?
Yeah.
But then you're only as good as your last save point.
Yep.
So I think something happened with their equipment, and anyway, so they had to redo some stuff, and obviously that when you're not anticipating that, there are other things that kind of are in the way now that you have to work around. So we're not sure exactly when it's going to come out. I'm hoping by summer it should be ready.
Okay.
So
that's one thing about working in the digital age is, you know, with the work that we do here on the podcast and like the audio and the video, I guess it's only a matter of time until one of the files that we save for the podcast is going to be corrupted, and I'm going to be completely asked out of an entire episode.
Don't pour that into
an entire angle, or you know that whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, what was?
Billboard came out with their 30 best breakup songs of all time. Do you guys want to take any guesses before I go through the list? And I don't have to go through all of them, but
I have at least one. Okay. Start off. Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor.
That is not on the list.
Wait, are we talking about angry breakup songs or sad breakup songs?
Either one.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, is this like emo type music?
Yeah, it's a wide variety. Everything from R&B to pop.
All Downhill From Here, Fall Out Boy, I think.
No.
Damn.
You know, I'm terrible with song titles.
They clearly never knew my breakups.
There's one song that we just added to our set list.
It's All Been Done.
No.
Oh, that's a good guess, though.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. I don't know if it classifies as best.
I mean, yeah.
What's one that we just added? I don't think we did it yesterday, but we did practice it last time we were here. Somebody requested you to play it.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, I know exactly...
It was on one of our music games that Bacon played.
And we just
named that tune in 1 second.
Holy shit.
I don't know.
This one's number four on the list. It's Kelly Clarkson, Since
You've Been Gone. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Me too.
I'm a wet mop over here.
Oh, you're fine. Any other guesses? Just artists. I mean, think about breakup songs.
Journey has got to be on there, right?
No, not in the top 30.
Steely Dan. There's got to be
Steely Dan on there.
No,
they sing about the fine Colombians. They don't talk about
some songs that we've done as a band.
Why is it that I can't think of any song that we do right now?
Resist You is on there.
I bet
oh yeah.
It is.
Is that a breakup song? I thought that was more of a like what's the word?
One day. One day.
The sun will shine.
Mm-hmm.
What's that word when you're like interested in somebody, you like you're almost in love with them? It's like an A word.
Obsession.
That's the one. Good job.
Olivia Rodrigo with Driver's License.
I was
going to
say, no way. All right. Mm-hmm. I was going to say that.
That's a good one.
Another one we've done is a band, Bill Withers, Ain't No Sunshine.
That's a great one.
Let's see. NSYNC, Bye 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 is number 24.
Oh, that's an obvious one.
Justin Timberlake, Cry Me a River, number 22.
That's also an
no
obvious
doubt,
one.
No Doubt. Don't Speak.
Oh, yeah.
A good
number
one. 21. That's literally about a breakup.
Number 19 is Usher with Burn.
I don't know that song.
Toni Braxton, Unbreak My
Unbreak
Heart.
Unbreak My Heart. That should be number one.
Say you love me again.
God, that song is so good. That should be number one.
Number 17, Carly Simon, You're So Vain.
That's a good one. Love the Carly Simon.
Mm-hmm.
You probably think this song's about you.
Well, and this is very surprising that Brian didn't, you know.
I know.
Are you sure you don't want to just give me one more guess
give you one.
Of an artist?
I know. Hold on. I'm going to give you one. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it?
Googling breakup songs.
No, I'm not. I'm looking. I am cheating. I'm buffering, looking at a set list.
Buffering. Buffering. I don't think any more are on a set list.
There has to be the one more that I'm looking for. Hold on. Where the hell is it?
Is Whitney Houston on there?
Oh, there is one that we recently added that was.
I Will Survive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gloria Gaynor number two. I Will Survive.
Is there any Whitney Houston on there?
Yes, there is.
Oh, man.
Give me a song title.
It was one of her later songs.
I Will Always Love You?
No, but that song is number one, Dolly Parton.
Yeah. I Will Always Love You. Okay, yep. I'll take that.
I Have Nothing by Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
I got nothing. 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 If I don't love you.
Very good, Brian. Well done.
Boys to Men, End of the Road.
Mm. Although we've come to it.
Is that song in the top 10 or outside the top 10?
It has to be in the top 10.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it's in multiple languages.
Number 16.
Oh,
what?
Poop.
Yeah.
I don't know who ranked these.
Fleetwood Mac, Landslide.
Oh, that's a breakup song?
Yep, number 13.
Wouldn't have called that a breakup song either.
I don't know.
Mariah Carey, We Belong Together, number 11.
Huh.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, number 8. Alanis Morissette, You Oughta Know.
You Oughta Know. See, that should be number 1 because that's a great breakup song.
Prince, Purple Rain, number 5.
I didn't know that was
a breakup song.
And the only one we're missing is number 3, the Jackson 5, I Want You Back.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby
But
back.
No, there's a better breakup song that the Jackson 5 did. Since I don't have you.
So in honor of your upcoming emo album, there is Billboard's best breakup songs of all time. And who knows, maybe on this upcoming album, Brian will make the list of top 30.
Maybe.
Question mark. So I've got a question for you. So if somebody came up to you, Brian, or you, Bacon, and said, hey, you're really great at guitar, and hey, you're really great at drums, I want to get started, what advice would you give them?
You want to go first?
Sure. My advice would be to find other musicians that are better than you and jam with them, because you will learn a lot from jamming with people that are better than you. Not only because if they're a good musician, like most of the musicians I've worked with, they're generous with their time and talent, and they share with you ways to improve. So, yeah, I would definitely say surround yourself with musicians that are better than you.
Okay.
Learn some shortcuts, avoid some pitfalls.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. Maybe they'll lend you some equipment if you can't afford it.
Or be like, you know, I'm tired of using this amp. Why don't you borrow it long-term? Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Brian?
I was actually, funny enough, having this conversation with someone else that asked me the same question. And my thought is that you have to really want it, you know, for the first 6 months of me learning guitar, I wanted to quit almost every day.
Oh, yeah.
But I had such a passion and desire to turn the songs that I had written in my head into music. And so that's where it all came from. So, you know, you can't just do it because somebody wants you to do it or wants you to take lessons, or, you know, if you want to just do it as a hobby, sure, you know, do it at your own pace kind of thing. But if you want to take it seriously and you want to be really good at it, it has to come from within you. You have to really want it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the guy that asked me that question, I answered, and he said, you know, what guitar should I get? I said, don't buy one. I said, I have one you can have.
Yeah,
it's the guitar that I learned on, and I would be happy to give it to you if you are serious and you really want to play.
Yeah.
So,
well, I have a question for you, Brian.
Hmm.
As someone who has never really written a song before, I'm curious, like, is the reason that I don't have ideas for songs, is that a skill deficit? Like, am I not good at melodies? Or is that just like a creativity deficit, that's just not an area that I am creative in? Like, I'm creative in other ways, but not necessarily in songwriting. I've always kind of wondered to myself, why is it that I can play music, but I can't come up with my own, you know?
I don't think it's a deficit. I think you're probably just not thinking about it in the way that it makes sense to you.
Because I've tried my hand at songwriting, and I've...
You craft emails, right? Yeah, you text people, so you can write.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to decide what's your target. You know, what are you trying to do? Some songs are written more melodically, the way that the words sound. A lot of songs obviously have rhyming words at the end of, you know, every first and second or third and fourth, or the whole way through, you know, in the verses.
Well, is it that you come up with the lyrics first and then the tune comes later, or is it the other way around? You know,
that also, varies. Yeah. I think a lot of the songs that I've written, for me personally, they each have their own story, right? And I've written more abstract songs like Waiting to Heal. That is just, you know, it just sounds like a bunch of words unless I sit there and explain to you what that song means to me. But then there are more obvious ones like Honey Love, you know, She's My Honey Love.
Yeah.
So I think it just depends on what you're trying to get out and what words you can think of, you know, use your internal thesaurus. Sometimes I got to look up stuff online to be like, what's a better way of saying this? Or
yeah,
like I'm at the end of this verse and I need another word that means this and sounds like this. And then you just try to go in there and find something that works. So I think it's really just sitting down and unlocking in your own head, you know, just try writing a song. That's the other thing too. If you haven't sat there and tried writing one, then you don't even know where to start as far as, you know, guiding that ship.
I have tried writing songs.
Okay.
But I usually come up empty, or something that when I look at the lyrics afterwards, I'm like, ugh.
It's cheesy.
Like a week later, I'm like, ugh, so glad I didn't publish that anywhere. You know,
that's the other nice thing is that until you feel super confident in what you've put together, nobody knows it exists. So you can change it. I mean, 1111 was something else before it was an 1111 and then changed into something else after that. And that took 8 years.
Yeah.
It took 8 years to become what it is now, which is Stormy Weather.
Yeah. And other stuff, it's a lot faster. It just kind of comes to you. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of times it just kind of hits me and I just either do a voice recording or, you know, just type up something. Like sometimes I just hear something in a conversation. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I can expand upon that or whatever. And I've got a lot of notes where I've just got like partials of just lyrics or ideas or, you know, and, to me, it's just, you just got to just write.
Yeah.
And it's never going to be perfect the first time or the second time or the 20th time, but it will be perfect when you know it's perfect for you.
A lot of times hooks are so catchy is because they're things that we're already saying, you know, or things that resonate quickly. Like Sabrina Carpenter, please, please, please. Just the word please, right? So it's honestly the hooks, simple stuff like that when you throw them. The verses, great. Like if you can memorize the verses, like Tim just memorizes stuff. I don't know how he does that.
Yeah.
But everybody knows the hook, right? So just the hook is sometimes where you start because you already have a phrase in mind that you're trying to relay, that that's kind of the embodiment of the song. But the other thing too is, you know, I was going to say, if Phil Collins can do it, you can do it too. So,
but
I think you can do it.
Brian will also agree that early on we had a ton of stuff that we wrote. And at the time we thought was good.
Yeah.
Looking back on it, it was not that great.
But when you're writing, you're writing to your skill level.
Correct. But, you know, it's okay to, you know, put something down and be like, hey, let's do it. Let's shoot for it. And then be okay with like, it's not really that great. But not have that as discouraging, but have that more encouraging to be like, okay, well, I had a starting point. And sometimes you just need to finish that one song.
Yeah.
And then you can go. Because then you know, okay, I can build on that.
Then
and
you
I
know
can change that. And
the
I can
process,
change
yeah.
Something that has always really kind of pissed me off is when I found out that there are these like, and like, I think they're Norwegian song producers that wrote things like Bye 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 by mm-hmm.
NSYNC.
Thank you.
NSYNC, Britney Spears.
And there's another one that's
Christina Aguilera.
Tell Me Why from the Backstreet Boys, that song. That, like, the lyrics are nonsensical, but they sound good mm-hmm. when you put them together.
Why does it piss you off? It's a form of songwriting.
Because it makes me mad because it's like they're like kind of like short circuiting the songwriting process by like writing lyrics that sound okay to our ears, but they're not really they don't mean anything.
I don't know if you know this yet, but the music industry is a business.
Ah.
So there's all kinds of forms of songs, and just because it irritates you, you know, doesn't mean it's not a song.
But like I don't view the act of songwriting a business proposition. You know what I mean?
Because we look at it from a different perspective.
Yeah, right.
Right.
You know? We're different than that side of the fence.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, the guy from One Republic, I think we talked about this off air, has been writing and producing a lot of stuff for Tate McRae. And I think he does that for other artists too.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So, I mean, there's groups in Nashville that all they do is write.
Yeah.
And they
like the 12 or something like that. Like, mm-hmm. you know, there's like a strange cultish name for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even some of these new country artists, they started as writers for other country artists.
Yeah, I mean, that's how Chris Stapleton started. Yeah.
Comedians are the same way. You know, they mm-hmm. and they start as writers for like SNL, and then they go off and do their own skits and stuff. Yeah.
But, you know, keep at it, Bacon.
I mean, I'm not actively songwriting and like, you know, kind of, you know, hating myself for not being able to do it. I just was curious, like, what you guys thought. Was it a deficit of some kind, or is it just, you know?
Sometimes myself just gets in my way.
Yeah. I mean, I guarantee you that part of my problem is that I'm not being honest with myself when I'm writing. Like, guarantee you. Yeah. That's like a theme with me. Well, my therapist is like, are you being honest with yourself? No.
That's a great song idea.
Yeah. See? There you go.
That's one right there.
Start with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're writing what you think people want to hear, you're going to get really frustrated and mm-hmm. probably quit.
No, it's not necessarily trying to write something that I think people want to hear. It's more like I'm expressing this opinion or feeling when in reality the feeling is kind of more kind of like influenced by this other feeling. And this is the real song.
You're refusing to acknowledge.
Right. Sounds like a this song. Is the real this, song, this but is, you're writing
are,
this.
You are putting a song together right now.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, you are. He is.
Leave me alone. Oh, Jesus Look what you started.
Here we are. You know what I want to know is what beach you're going to be on with this green screen. Like,
so for those of you that don't know yet, Bacon has a green screen behind him.
I do. I'm thinking of just about making like a black green screen.
No.
Or like making it like we talked about this.
Why would you take the black down just to put green up and make it black?
Yes.
Because the black had issues with the lighting. And using this I could control the
lighting. How much fun would it be to have like a weather map behind you?
I've considered like doing a weather map. I've considered like I literally was like
forecast.
Yeah. Ron, I can't see my legs. Where are my legs?
I literally said to like an image generating AI, just to test it out and see what I could come up with. I said, give me a background that makes it look like I'm broadcasting from a radio booth mm-hmm. in a radio station.
Okay.
Give me like the Podcast Envy emblem behind me. Da, 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 da. And it was just so bad. It was so wrong. And it was so that the perspective was way too far away. Like, I need it to be, it's a background. I need to be right here. Like, but they're making it so that the background is like 10 feet that way. You know what I mean?
So the green, and that's with the green?
Yeah, that's with the black? Green.
Okay. I don't know.
Can you at least have like a silly hat or something?
I'm sure I can come up with something.
Can you put like a bird? Like, just.
I mean, I literally have like the world is my oyster with this. I could put anything I want to.
I know. Well, not a black screen.
All right, I'll do something different.
Do something fun. Give the audience something. Actually, you know what? We should have people write in with their ideas of what Bacon should put on the green screen. So, Bacon, tell them how they can get that idea to us.
You can get in touch with us at feedback@podcastenvy.com, or you can check out one of our videos on YouTube and put a comment in the comments about what you'd like to see.
All the comments.
I am the comment queen.
Yeah.
I see them all.
Well, the Major League Baseball season is coming up.
so close. It's a week away.
Yes.
Actually, the Dodgers played their first
game already. Tokyo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, question is, who's going to be in the World Series this year? Brian.
The Dodgers.
And?
The Oakland A's.
Okay. Dodgers and A's. Okay. Hey, he got one from each side.
He did.
So we'll give him that.
We'll give him credit for that. But I don't think the A's are the A's anymore.
I don't think either of the teams
they're in Sacramento this year, I think.
Are they? I thought they were in Las Vegas.
Not yet. There's no stadium deal yet.
Oh, okay. I mean,
good job, Brian.
That was really, really well done.
Thanks, guys.
The Phillies in the last few games have been... There's been several double-digit scoring games where they beat the team by double digits. And I don't know. They're looking pretty fire. They could pull it off this year.
Mm.
They've made some good decisions on their pitching. Some of the pitchers that were kind of like lackluster last year are showing like increased speed and better form. I think the Phillies have a good chance this year.
Okay. And who are they facing?
They're probably going to face... I mean, really? Can't think of the name of the team. I'm struggling. Hang on.
Okay.
The moment I'm on the spot trying to think of the team name. The Baltimore Orioles.
Oh, God. Wow. He got me. That was really well done.
Wow.
Thank you. Like, that's the bacon we know and love. Oh, that's also the bacon we
know and love. I'm glad you have faith in the Orioles. I do not.
Really?
Yeah, they just, you know, they've got a good young core of players, but they didn't address the pitching needs that they have.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what was the difference between the Phillies and the Orioles? Why weren't they in the World Series?
Well, I mean, I can speak for Philly. They went to London halfway through the season, and when they came back from London, I mean, and in the beginning of the season, they were on fire, like on fucking fire.
Mm. So what?
And then they went to London and played a series there, and they came back. None of the good hitters were hitting. The pitchers just weren't pitching very well. The closing pitchers just were not performing. And like, we had like five or six. And then like, after they came back from Philly, there were so many that were just not good enough anymore that they had like three or four. Like, so there was a huge change in their pitching.
Mm.
And like, yeah, they never just recovered from that trip to London for whatever reason. I don't know.
Yeah.
What about the Orioles?
Pitching was a big deal there.
Pitching is just not very good, and they didn't address it in the offseason, so I'm not expecting very high things from them.
I think
they can still make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think their second half is going to be on fire.
Yeah, I mean, if they can make a trade at the deadline, bring in some starting pitching, I think that'd be good. But, yeah, I don't see it. Anybody but the Yankees for me.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Anybody but the Yankees.
So I think the Phillies have a good chance. I think the NL East is really good this year.
Yeah.
Especially with the Braves. If they can get back to full strength, that'll be really good.
I'm starting to fade, and it's been an hour.
All right, boys.
I'm going to go to bed.
That's good.
All right.
Love you.
Sing us home.
Sing us home.
This podcast was produced and engineered by Michael Bacon from Bacon Wade Productions in cooperation with Revelry Media Productions. Video was provided by Brian Johnson. Please like and subscribe to stay up to date on our latest episodes. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at PodcastRNV and on TikTok at Podcast.NV. Send us your thoughts over email at feedback@podcastnv.com.
Yeah, I gotta do it.
When I was a boy,
yeah,
I jumped off of the curb.
Yeah,
it was something. He was on a sidewalk or something, right?
When I was a boy, I
used to think I could fly.
Yeah,
something like that.
Jump into the clouds and race across the sky.
There you go.
Yeah, it was something stupid. I was like, what am I even singing about?
Yeah.
What am I writing?
Yeah, and then Talladega came back.
I still, to this day, I did not hear Talladega before I did the tune for that.
Same thing with the John Mayer song.
Oh, yeah.
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 But, well, there's, you know, sometimes great people like us, you know, just have the same idea.
Yeah.